As a boy, Gorse used to race white mice in his bath. Sometimes they used to drown. Their tiny pink little feet paddled furiously for quite a long time, and then they just gave up. Some people said that he was rather an odd child. I don't know about that. But odd things did happen to him. I know this for a fact. He was a bit unlucky in one or two ways, for example. His father, a not very successful commercial artist, died when he was 10. Nobody remembers him. His mother, he does not remember at all. He was brought up by his stepmother, who was generally regarded as a good sort, a phrase meaning that she had rather a lot of male followers after his father died. Well, she had started out as a barmaid. His stepmother regarded him as an encumbrance, so she promptly packed him off to a boarding school in Brighton. Rodney House was a beastly little place, but sometimes it livened up a bit, which was nice.
The West Pier by Patrick Hamilton, adapted for radio by Alan Pryor. The story is set in Brighton during the summer of 1925. The West Pier, starring Michael Sheen, Alison Pettit, and Julian Ryan Tutt. Episode 1. The Handbag.
Gorse, as headmaster of Rodney House, I have been approached by the local constabulary on a somewhat delicate matter. It seems that there has been a complaint from a local girl that she has been molested. That is to say, tied up to a large roller beneath the cricket pavilion and left there for several hours. This assault happened last Friday. As Friday is a half day at the school, can I ask you to account for your movements on that afternoon? I should warn you that I am interviewing all boys in your form. Gorse, have you anything to say to me about this matter?
It is very unwise to say anything at all to a headmaster. It is like saying something to a policeman. They are both fearfully suspicious types of person. And in the event, his friend Ryan, the handsome, innocent-seeming Ryan, and Bell, the form swot, did not say anything to cast suspicion on Gorse. Not that he had done anything suspicious. But once you get a bad name, well, you all know the rest of that.
It's nice being all together again, isn't it? Please don't look so enthusiastic, Belle. You're supposed to be on holiday.
Now, to tell you the truth, Gorse, I'm not much good at holidays. I don't really see the point of them.
But they haven't got a point. That's the point of them. Except to take your head out of all those books you read, Belle.
That's right, Ryan.
Look at Belle's face. Deathly white. It comes from sitting in that varsity library all day.
I find that an interesting thing to do. Unlike all this cheap and cheerful nonsense. Cheap music, cheap everything. I don't know why I came.
Well, I call that gratitude. After the trouble I've taken writing to you two, arranging digs, finding out the train times, all that. Now just look. Look at this pier. Full of life and gaiety, eh, Ryan? Music, sea air, girls. Wonderful sight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rather. Can't see any girls, though.
I'm awful with girls. I don't know what to say to them.
And, by the way, girls are nowadays known as birds, as in exotic plumage.
Birds? Are they? I didn't know that.
Gorse knows all those sort of things.
Well, I'm not sure it's such a good notion anyway. I mean, what kind of girls are going to let us pick them up?
The right kind. Not at all like your sister, for example.
Oh, I should hope not.
Ordinary little shop girls. That's what we want, old boy.
I wouldn't know what to talk to them about.
The idea isn't to talk to them, Ryan. They're not for talking to.
No, well, I suppose not. But one has to say something, I suppose.
I think it's a silly idea, all this myself.
Well, you'd rather be reading trashy newspapers about that Kenworthy murder case. Shame on you.
Well, it's interesting. It's human nature, Gorse.
Really? Well, I wouldn't have thought you'd know the first thing about human nature.
Look, 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 look. There are two of them coming this way. Birds.
Where?
Right, they're here. Don't look. Bell, you fool.
Leave it to me. I'll break the ice. Stay here. Come over in 2 minutes, all right?
Yep. All right, Gorse, whatever you say.
Well, girls, here we all are. Nice and friendly, aren't we? May I ask, are you two on holiday?
No, we're locals. We work on a sweet stall. The kiosk, it's along the prom. You're all on holiday, I suppose?
Yes, just for the week. We're all staying at the same digs. Mrs. Dolbin's at home place. That's off the promenade. Do you come on the pier a lot?
Quite a bit. It's nice to hear the band and look at the people.
A pier at the people on the pier. What?
That's right.
And did you see us peering at you?
Oh, yes. We saw that all right.
A very nice pair we thought you were.
Oh, did you?
Without a peer, in fact.
Well, we can't give you a pair as a reward because they're out of season.
And drunk delight of battle with my peers far on the plains of Windy Troy.
Is your friend always like this?
Don't mind him, he's quoting poetry, aren't you, Belle?
Tennyson, to be precise.
I used to know the Brook off by heart. We did it at school.
Did you?
Yes, poetry. And Tennyson's your favourite poet. Is he Miss... I'm so sorry, I didn't quite catch your name.
I don't remember giving it.
Ah, no, so you didn't, but you can now.
Why do you want to know my name?
Well, we must be sociable, you know.
Well, it's Downs, spelt with an E.
And very nice, too. And what's your name, Gertrude?
Perks. And nobody calls me Gertrude, not even my ma.
No, I can see why that might be. So when your friend's in one of her downs, you perk her up, what?
Sort of, yeah. Who's your favourite poet, then? I didn't get your name.
The name is Gorse. Ernest Ralph Gorse. Known as Ralph. Pronounced Ralph or Rafe, whichever you prefer. Do you girls smoke? No? You don't mind if I do? I don't think I have a favourite. Oh, yes, I do. He wrote a wonderful poem once. Now, how did it begin? There was a young lady of Kent. Perhaps I'd better not go on with that one.
No, I don't think you'd better. And who's your favourite poet, Mr. Bell?
I flit from flower to flower. You know, one day it's Chaucer, next day it's Milton, then Shelley, then Keats, then Byron, then Coleridge. But my favourite is Wordsworth. Man, I can write such things as Earth hath not anything to show more fair. Dull would he be of soul who could pass by a sight so touching in its majesty.
Yes, Belle, yes, the we city... all know.
What about the immortal bard?
No, I have, as a matter of fact, a collected work on me. Handy for the pocket, as you can see. Extremely well thumbed.
The lights on the pier are so pretty, aren't they?
Yes, aren't they? How long are you here for?
Only a week, I'm afraid.
What do you do for a living?
I work in the family firm. We're estate agents, actually.
Well, girls, and what are your plans for tonight?
We've got you buzzing off home. We've got to get up in the morning.
We'll walk you off the pier, shall we?
Yes, why not? That would be nice.
I say, Esther, I wish I could get an evening paper.
Mr. Bell?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you work, then?
Oh, I'm up at the varsity.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Where's Ryan gone?
To get an evening paper.
Oh, he's after the cricket scores. He's a keen sportsman, Ryan.
Who is he? Seems very nice.
Oh, he is. Nice is about the word, yes. Esther, do you go out anywhere? Dancing or anything?
We work long hours. We usually just come on the pier.
I say, I've got an idea. What about you and I having a cocktail at the Hotel Metropole one evening?
A cocktail? At the Metropole? I've never even been inside the place.
Well, then, make it a first time. What about tomorrow night?
Well, all right. I don't mind, then.
Then that's settled. But we've got to do it, cleverly, if we want to be alone.
And how do we do that? I'm with Gert.
Whatever anybody else does, we'll meet at the Metropole in the lounge at 7:30.
Well, we'll see, shall we?
How much are the toffee apples?
It's tuppence to you.
I'll have one and a frappin' stick of rock.
Here you are. 5 pence. Any change. You nearly finished that, have you, Est?
Feet are killing me. I've had enough of work for today. Bars have got heavier as the day goes on. You know, just... bars of iron now. Nearly 5:30. 5 more minutes and we can go home.
Walk your way back, shall we?
Well, if you like.
All right, I won't come in.
Nobody ever goes in your house, do they?
I'll take that box. Give me a second.
You know why. I don't like people. Well, even friends coming in my house.
It's all right. It's no crime to be poor, is it? And who ain't poor?
It's no worse than our house.
Couldn't be.
Not a crime, I don't suppose. No. I just don't... Well, like anybody's seen it. I mean, since Dad died, we've had no money at all. With 3 other kids besides me, it's hard for Mum to keep the place tidy.
Must be nice to be rich. Must be nice to be what they call comfortable. Like them boys we met last night.
Don't suppose they know what it is to go with that.
Who do you fancy, then?
Fancy?
Which one do you fancy?
Who says they'll turn up tonight for a start?
Fellas always turn up for you. The one they call Ryan. I think he's lovely.
He seems nice enough, yes.
Oh, but can they all go on?
Well, they're educated.
I know, but all that poetry. And what about the other one?
What about him?
I don't know. Something odd about him.
What do you think?
Odd?
In what way? Gert?
Hmm?
I made a date with Gorse.
What?
We're going for a drink at the Metropole.
The Metropole? Oh, he's clever.
I'm sorry. You'll be on your own.
That's all right. With your looks, well, it's expected.
I ain't never been in the Metropole.
I don't know nobody that has.
You sure it's all right, me going off with him?
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. Means I'll get a shot at Ryan. Well, I think we're done now. We can shut up shop and get home.
I must say, they do a decent high tea in these digs.
Oh, sorry?
I'll get from behind that newspaper, old man. More tea?
Oh, no thanks. Well, I will help myself to another cream puff, though.
You're coming tonight, aren't you? To meet the girls?
Oh, I don't know.
You've got no choice. We arranged it.
No, the spirit might be willing and all that, but... Oh, hey. This really is a good murder in the paper. Listen. The prosecution alleges Kenworthy blackmailed this poor girl and then he strangled her.
Bell, attention to business.
Oh, well. Finally get the ugly one, won't I? Gert, or whatever her name is.
Not bound to. It's up to her, isn't it?
I don't want it to be up to her. Don't want her. Don't suppose she wants me.
Oh, come along, old chap.
Besides, there are only 2 girls and there are 3 of us.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
Look, you and Gorse go. I'm no good with girls.
Where is Gorse, anyway? Have you seen him?
No. I don't particularly want to.
No? Why?
When we were in the 4th, Gorse took a torch out of my pocket and put it in another boy's pocket. We had a fight about it.
Did you know Gorse did that, for absolutely sure?
I couldn't prove it in a court of law, no.
You shouldn't say things like that, Bell, if you've no proof.
I know Gorse did it. I know he did.
But it was ages ago when we were all at school. Kids do funny things.
I've never taken to him ever since. To tell you the truth, I was astonished when your letter came proposing this holiday together. If it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't be here.
Gorse seems a pretty decent sort of chap to me these days.
Yes, I know. I know he does.
Hello.
Hi.
It's you, isn't it? Mr. Ryan?
Ah, hello. Hello, Gert. And it's Peter.
Well, Peter, where's your friend got to, then?
Belle's not coming. I don't know about Gorse. He's been out all day. He hasn't turned up yet either, actually. Where's your friend? Esther, isn't it?
Esther can't come. Her mum isn't at all well. Esther's got to stay in and look after her. She told me to say she's ever so sorry and she hopes she'll meet you all again, like.
Oh, I see. What's the matter with her mother?
Bad sore throat and a cough and a temperature.
Well, I'm very sorry. I wonder where our friend Gorse has got to.
Yeah. He's late, ain't he?
Yes, 10 minutes. Not like him at all.
We ain't coming then, is he? Let's go on by ourselves, shall we? On the pier?
Yes, all right. Let's.
Through here, I think.
It's a lovely evening, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really lovely, yes.
Well, in fact, we've had a lovely summer, taking things all round.
We have, haven't we? Really. Hey, do you like to play the football machines? Come on, let's play.
Yes, if you like.
Don't tell me you haven't played before. All you do is move this handle, yeah? Like this.
I see.
Goal! I scored a goal! I scored a goal!
Yes, you did, didn't you? Jolly good, I must say. Yes. Well done.
Get a little practice. It's all I seem to do with fellas. Do you want off game?
Not especially, no.
Then let's go along to the end of the pier, shall we? Here, where we're quiet. We can sit down and look at the prom and all the lights. Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? It's nice and comfy in these shelters, isn't it?
Yes, it is rather, I suppose.
It's what they call a perfect night for love. Don't you think?
Yes, I don't know, really.
Don't you? Don't you feel the need for a bit of love when you're out with a girl in a shelter on the pier?
Well, no, actually, not really.
Well, I think. You're a bit cold, aren't you?
No, I'm quite warm, actually, thank you.
I don't mean cold in that way.
Oh, then what?
Don't you know I mean cold?
Actually, no.
Yes, you do.
No, really, I don't.
Well, shall I tell you? What I'm referring to is that you're not warm. Not warm. Warm in the heart.
I say, you do have a curious way of putting things.
Not warm in the heart at all towards poor little Gertie.
Well, I don't know. Is that the time?
I'm warm in the heart about you, you know. Ever since I set eyes on you.
I'm sure that's not true.
It is? Why would I say it if it wasn't?
I don't know.
You don't know much, do you?
Not really, no, I don't suppose.
It's her, isn't it?
Who?
You know.
No, I don't.
I'm ever so sorry I'm not pretty like her, I'm sure.
You're very, very pretty, honestly.
You don't mean that, you're just being polite.
No, really, I'm not.
You're after Esther.
Why do you say that?
It's always her, they want all of them. Every time, it's sickening. Well, just because she's beautiful, that's it, isn't it?
Well, she is pretty, you know.
That's all you see, any of you. Still, you're handsome. Esther and you would look right together. Well, she don't think much of boys as a rule, but I bet she'd like you. Well, once she got to know you.
You really and truly think so?
I really and truly do, yes. Well, I might as well be getting along home.
Oh, must you?
Yes, I must. I really must.
About Esther.
Mm-hmm.
Do you by any chance know, her address, just in case we didn't meet again and I couldn't find her?
Why should I give you her address? Oh, well. It's Overstreet, 66 Overstreet, near the station.
Right.
Anything else, Mr. Peter Ryan?
No, I don't think so. Well, one thing, actually. Is her mother really ill, or didn't she want to meet me tonight?
Of course her ma's ill.
Of course, yes, sorry. Just one last thing. I wonder, would you give her a message for me?
What do you want me to tell her?
Would you ask her if she could meet me?
Where?
What about the promenade, just by the clock?
When?
Tomorrow, if her mother's better, same time.
I'll tell her. Well, if that's what you want.
Thank you so much. You're terribly nice.
Oh, don't be stupid, please.
Sorry. Will you be coming along too?
I don't think that would be a good idea, would it? Bye.
Goodbye. Good.
Yes, sir. May I have your pleasure?
Well, What's your tipple, Esther?
I don't know. Benedictine, is that all right?
Hardly. Two ginnets, if you will.
Certainly, sir.
Sorry about the Benedictine. I've never even tasted it. I've heard other girls say it's a posh drink. Sorry.
That's all right. No harm done.
You'll have to tell me when I make a mistake like that.
Benedictine is a liqueur. It's for after dinner.
Oh. What do you do for a living?
I'm something in the city, actually.
Oh, I see. It's a nice tie you're wearing.
Oh, it's just an old school tie. Westminster, actually. All my people went there.
People? Oh, your family. What do they work at?
Army. Nearly all of them. A dull lot, really.
My people are just ordinary, I'm afraid.
The Colonel's lady and Judy O'Grady are sisters under the skin. What?
That's a poem too, isn't it?
It's Kipling, actually.
You go in for a lot of poetry, you and your friends, don't you?
I prefer the poetry of natural things, like beautiful women, like you.
Don't be so silly, Ralph.
Two gin and Italian, sir.
Thanks. Well, bottoms up.
Oh.
Steady on, old girl. It isn't lemonade, you know.
Lovely night, isn't it? Just sitting here. Time stands still.
Yes, isn't it? Moonlight on the water, all that.
You know, Ralph, I've got a conscience about the others. They must have waited ages for us to turn up.
Ryan's not the sort to wait long. Curious chap, Ryan.
How is he curious? He's very good looking, isn't he? What's his first name?
Here am I taking you out, and all you talk about is Ryan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't like just talking to people by their surnames like you all do. It's unfriendly.
What's unfriendly about it?
Well, I call you Ralph, don't I?
And will little Esther give Ralph a kiss?
Oh, that's a different thing, isn't it? Please, that's quite enough, Ralph, honestly.
There. Is that more comfortable? With my arm round you?
It's all right, I suppose. No, please. Now, I must fly. It must be late.
Do you want me to see you home?
No.
I could...
No.
Why not?
Well, I'd rather go by myself. Really, I would.
Oh, very well. Have it your own way. But at least let me know when we're going to meet again.
Well, I don't
know... I'm on holiday, as you said, and time flies. Let's make it 7:30 tomorrow evening here on the pier, shall we? We'll have another cocktail at the Met or whatever.
Well, all right. Yes.
7:30 tomorrow. At the hour of the setting sun, just here. Au revoir, madame.
Yes. Well, Ralph, I'll go off on my own. Sera then. How did it go with you last night, with that Ralph fella?
Oh, all right. I went home early, actually.
Actually? Did you know? I went home earlier. That fella Ryan, well, wasn't interested in me. He was more interested in you. In fact, he asked me to ask you to meet him tonight at the clock, 7:30.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. Really gone on you, he must be. Well, don't look so pleased about it. Well,
I am pleased. But I've already arranged to meet Ralph tonight.
Oh, you will. What are you going to do then?
Good. I wonder, would you do me a favour?
Before you ask, I'm not going to go in your place to either one of them. And that's that.
No. No, I wasn't going to ask you to do that.
What's the time, Issa?
It is 7:30.
Is that how fast?
Yes, it is.
Come, Issa.
Ah, there you are, Esther. And how lovely you look this evening.
Oh, Ralph, look, I'm ever so sorry, but I can't stay. My mum's still not well. I'm ever so sorry.
Oh, dear. What's the matter with her?
She's got a nasty cough and a temperature and she's in bed. I'm ever so sorry.
Don't keep saying ever so, for God's sake.
What?
Can't you at least stay a little while?
I'll tell you what. I can meet you later, if you like. In 3/4 of an hour, something like that.
Where?
Well, here.
I'll be waiting.
Then you'll be all right, won't you?
Yes.
Oh, and I'm ever so sorry, but I never thanked you for last night. It was a lovely evening, and thanks ever so.
Pas de tout, madame. The pleasure was all mine.
Oh, well. Goodbye, then.
Cheerio. Cheerio. Ever so.
Quarter to eight. Come on, Esther, if you're coming.
Hello? Peter?
Ah, hello.
I hope I'm not late.
No, not really, no.
Well, here I am, anyway.
Yes, it's good to see you. And how's your mother? Any better?
Mother? Oh, yes, she's not exactly right yet. That's why I'm terribly sorry, but I can't stay very long with you. Not tonight. I'm afraid I'll have to be home early.
Ah, so, it's a very short meeting, isn't it?
Well, yes, I suppose it is, really.
Then, may I see you again soon? I mean, properly.
I'd like that. Very much. Really, I would.
I'll tell you what. We might spend an afternoon up the coast.
An afternoon? I work, you know.
Well, don't you ever get an afternoon off?
Every other Wednesday. I'm off this one.
Then we could have tea somewhere.
Well, I'd like to, very much. That's tomorrow, then.
Where should we meet? The West Pier? About 2:30?
Right. Peter, will you do me a little favour?
Why, yes. Yes, of course I will.
Well, you know that friend of yours, Ralph Gorse?
What about him?
Well, I know you'll think it's funny, but please don't tell him you've met me tonight or that I'm going out with you tomorrow.
But why on earth not?
Well, I know it seems ever so funny and silly, but will you?
Because Gorse asked you out, is that it?
Well, something like that. But would you?
Yes. Yes, of course. Anything you ask, naturally, but you are a funny girl. So full of secrets, aren't you? Look, can I walk you home? It's not too far. I know where you live. It's near the station.
And how do you know that?
Well, I asked your friend Gert.
She didn't tell me that. She knows I'd... Well, I'd really rather you didn't, though thanks ever so much. I must go. I'll see you 2:30 tomorrow outside the West Pier. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Esther. My darling.
What's the time, mister?
You asked that 30 minutes ago.
That makes it 8 o'clock, right, mister?
Oh, take yourself off. You're a bloody nuisance.
Cool, blimey, you're in a bad mood, don't you?
Oh, hello, Ralph. Sorry I've been so long.
I've almost given you up. It's very nearly dusk.
Sorry.
Have you been running?
I've been walking rather fast.
Look, let's go and sit in that little kiosk thing. It's out of the way, isn't it?
Well, yes. If you like.
You are still out of breath, aren't you? Sit down and rest a minute.
Yes, I am a bit. Sorry.
Nothing to be sorry for. Well, how's your mother going on?
She's much improved, the doctor says.
I'm relieved to hear it.
Yes. Well, it's nice at this end of the pier, isn't it?
You're really all hot and bothered tonight, aren't you?
Yes, I suppose I am, really.
Yes, you are. Very attractive, though.
Ralph, please. No. There's something I want to ask you.
Yes. What now?
You know your friend Ryan?
What about him?
Well, it might sound funny, but don't tell him we met tonight, will you?
Why ever not?
Reasons.
Has he asked you out or something?
Well, he did ask me to go out with him, yes.
Did he really? Well, I'm not jealous of poor old Ryan, if that's what you mean. But tell me, be honest. Do you like him?
Ryan?
Yes, Ryan. We're talking about Ryan.
No. Not really like. No.
Well, that's all right then. That's absolutely fine. There. That was nice, wasn't it?
Girls like Esther Downes, very simple, very beautiful girls, are often preyed on by evil young men. Sometimes they recognize these men, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes the young man who preys on women is the obvious one, the silken reptilian one, and sometimes he is not. Sometimes he wears an innocent, open face. To the Esther Downes of this lost world, a martyr to beauty and to poverty, any young man who seems to promise a life of gentility and romantic love would, in a sense, do. But Esther Downes, bless her, does not know enough of life to see evil when it is in front of her.
Esther, is that all you're eating this morning, a slice of bread?
We have to rush, Mum. I've got to open the kiosk and I mustn't keep Gert waiting.
At least eat your bacon, my dear.
Oh, I couldn't really, Mum.
Oh. Well, the children will eat it if you must go right away.
I must, really. I'll take a sandwich in my bag.
Esther, I'll wrap it up for you. There you are, dear.
Thank you.
Don't forget your bag, will you?
Oh,
pop your sandwich in it.
Oh, damn, this glove is broken off altogether.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I could cry. What could I do without a handbag?
Well, you can take £2 from you know where and get a new one. Going out with your posh new friend, it would never do not to have a proper handbag, would it?
Oh, I don't like to touch that money, Mum. You know that.
We'll talk about that later. Oh, before you go, there's a letter for you. I nearly forgot.
For me?
Came this morning. Pop that in your handbag too and read it at work.
Wonder who it can be from. Oh well, I must rush. Bye, Mum.
Bye. Now then, children, there's bacon down here for you this morning. Esther's not eaten hers.
Oh, I've been busy this morning, girl. Been one of our fate, we have.
Yes, it has been hectic.
Hectic? That's one of their words, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose it is, really. Listen, Gert, I want you to look at something.
What's this? Love letter from one of them, is it?
Read it. It's all in bits and pieces.
Cut out of newspapers and stuck together to make a message.
Funny idea. Look out for Ryan. I know him. Do not go out with him. He is dangerous. Take warning. Signed a Welsh. Who could have sent this?
I don't know.
Who do you think could have?
Well, I don't know what to think, do I?
It's a lot of rubbish, this is. There. You don't think he's dangerous, do you?
I don't. I think he's nice.
Yes. You like him, don't you?
What?
I was just wondering who else knew about me and Peter Ryan.
Apart from me, you mean?
No, of course I didn't mean that.
Didn't you? Are you sure you didn't?
Of course I didn't, Gert. You know I didn't.
Same as usual, Esther.
Two gin and nits, please.
Certainly, sir.
Quiet this evening.
Am I? Sorry.
Worried about something?
Yes, I am a bit. I've got something to... Well, confess to you, Ralph.
What's that?
I hope it won't make you angry.
I'm sure it won't. Why should it?
Well, you know when we made that first, like, appointment to go to the Metropole together? When we all first met on the pier?
Yes.
Well, Gert met Ryan that evening, and he asked her if he could meet me the next evening. And I don't know why, I suppose I felt sorry for him or something, so I thought I would meet him, just for a little while. And so I told a fib to you, saying my mum was ill.
You saw him?
Only for a minute, until I went back to you. Now he wants to go out with me again, and I don't know what to do. Oh, I've got myself into such a mess.
Is that all? Is there anything more? You see what trouble one gets into if one doesn't tell the truth.
Ralph, I'm just coming to the real point. Now I've told you about that. I got a horrible letter, if you can call it a letter. It was in the post this morning.
A letter? What about?
I've got it on me. It's in my handbag.
Very interesting.
But what do you think about it?
I don't really know. Well, there are two things you can do. One is to put it straight into the waste paper basket and forget it. And the other is to take it to the police.
I don't want to go to the police.
Then destroy it.
But what if it's true? What if there is something strange about Ryan? I mean, I'm not planning really to see him, but what if he sees me, talks to me, or anything?
That, I must admit, is a very different thing.
Do you know anything about him? Like this letter says.
Well, that's not a fair question. If I did, it wouldn't be right to tell tales about a friend, would it?
You're my friend too, aren't you? I think it would only be fair to me.
I don't know about that, Esther.
You do know something, don't you?
Well, now, it's all rather difficult.
No, it isn't.
I'll say this much. There were rumours. At school, of course, all that was a long time ago.
What sort of rumours?
Oh, just odd things. Things boys do.
What? Did he steal something?
No.
Well, what then?
Well, you know, really, it's not the sort of thing I like to talk about.
But you must.
No, it's not the sort of thing I can talk about.
Tell me. Was it something to do with sex?
What makes you think it was anything to do with sex?
But was it? Go on, was it?
Yes. I suppose it was. In a way.
What sort of way? Come on now, tell me. We're both grown up after all.
Now you're going too far. It's not the sort of thing a gentleman discusses with a lady, is it?
Could whatever it is make him dangerous?
Let me put it like this. I think Ryan thinks a little too much about sex. All men do, of course. I do myself. But Ryan, look, he's no worse than most, I don't suppose. There now, I've said too much.
Do you think he's dangerous? And if you do, should I go out with him? I'm afraid I said I would. Do you?
No, I don't think you should. Not after this letter. It's signed Well-Wisher, and he or she may really know something about Ryan we don't. Now, let's leave the subject, shall we?
I can't leave it. I've got to make my mind up about him.
Well, you've been given my advice. Take it or leave it. What?
But who on earth could have sent such a letter?
That is a mystery. I agree.
Could it be that other friend of yours? The one in spectacles?
Belle?
Did he know about Ryan and this sex thing?
I don't know. Possibly.
Then he might have done it. He seems to have got a pretty funny mind with all his jabber about poetry and all that.
He doesn't seem the type, although one can never be absolutely sure with human nature, can one?
It must be a low sort of person to do it. Send a letter like that. You're right. It couldn't be a gentleman. The whole thing looks sort of uneducated, doesn't it?
Yes. Indeed it does.
That's what makes me think it might be somebody of my class.
Perhaps. It's all very baffling, I must say.
So, your advice is not to see Ryan again, even in public.
Well, reluctantly. That's my advice. But if you decide to, I hope you won't tell Ryan what I've said about him.
Of course I won't.
Now, let's really change the subject, shall we?
Yes, let's.
To gin and Italian, sir, madam.
Thank you, Ralph, for being so understanding.
Oh.
No, I won't see Peter Ryan. Probably never again.
Well, that must be your decision, my dear. Cheerio. Chin chin.
Esther. You've left yourself a minute or two extra this morning, anyway.
Oh, eat your bacon and egg. It'll see you through the day.
Let the kids have the egg. I can't face it, Mum.
I don't want to criticise, but you've got to be careful drinking on an empty stomach.
It was only one gin and it, Mum.
There's another letter for you this morning, dear. An educated hand, I'd say. One of your new friends, is it?
Oh, it's all right.
What's the matter, dear?
It's all right, Mum. It's a note. It's a note from a friend asking me to be sure to meet him.
I didn't know if you'd come.
Why not?
Well, your mother being ill and all that.
Oh, she's quite recovered now, you know.
Good, has she? Good, good, good.
Peter?
Yes, yes.
Did you write two letters to me?
Hmm?
Did you write a letter before your letter that arrived this morning?
No, only the one letter. Why?
Oh, nothing. Just something I thought of. This is nice. We can sit on deck chairs sunning ourselves. I feel as if I'm on holiday.
Have you ever been on holiday, Esther? I mean, away from Brighton?
Need to, is there?
No, I don't suppose so.
I went to London once with Mum, just for the day. It was so crowded. Not like this. It's lovely, this end of the prom.
I'm glad you came, really.
You know, I almost didn't.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Didn't you want to?
Oh, yes, I wanted to.
I wanted you to, very much.
You shouldn't do that.
Why not? It's perfectly innocent. I'm only taking your hand.
I don't know you well enough, Peter, for that, do
well,
I?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry if it seems as though I'm rushing things. I don't mean to, but a lot can happen in a short time, can't it? On holiday.
What can happen?
Well,
for instance,
one can get attracted, can't one? Esther, you see, hard to explain, but there is such a thing as love at first sight, isn't there?
Is there?
You know there is. You know the words of the old song. I did but see her passing by, and yet I love her till I die. And well, that's what's happened to me. That's all.
I don't know what to say. Really, I never suspected you thought that.
Don't you like me at all?
I don't know you. I don't know anything about you.
No, that's not the point. The point is, do you like me?
I don't know. We've only just met.
Well,
2 days.
Do you think if we went on meeting, you could begin to like me?
I'd have to know more about you, wouldn't I?
There's nothing to know about me, really. I'm just an ordinary person, and I'm terribly in love with you.
You can't be.
But I am. I really... Well, say something, Esther, please.
Let's just say I could want to know you better. Let's say that much. Under the right circumstances, that is.
Esther, tell me. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else that you're in love with?
I don't know that there's anybody at this moment.
Then there is some hope, then. Esther, would you mind, really? Would you mind if I kissed you?
No.
No, Esther, I love you. I love you. I really do.
Don't touch me. I said don't.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything.
No. All right. Now, will you take me back?
Yes. Yes, of course.
At once, please. Or I'll walk down the prom and get a bus on my own.
No, I'll take you back.
All right.
I'm sorry, really, Esther. I'm sorry.
Well, Esther, which of you young gentlemen are you going to meet tonight?
How do you know there's two of them?
Wasn't born yesterday, dear. There's one takes you to the Metropole and buys you gin and its. Am I right?
Yes. I've told you that already, Mum.
Your face is all a bit, like, worried when you talk about him. I reckon he's a bit posh for you, and you don't know if you're good enough for him.
I'm good enough for anybody. It's just manners. They have different manners from us. It's like learning a new language, really.
Whatever it is, it upsets you.
No, it doesn't. I'm learning how to be ladylike so I can go anywhere with Ralph.
Ralph? Is that his name?
So what's the other one's name, then?
Well, there is another boy called Peter.
He don't take you in the Metropole, though.
Doesn't take me anywhere much, except on the pier. It's, well, he's all right. But he's not so exciting, really.
But he's the one you're really taken with, isn't he, this Peter? I can see it in your face when you say his name, dear.
Oh, Mum. You're so...
What?
You don't understand.
So you did go out with our friend Ryan, against your Uncle Ralph's advice.
I thought I was making a mountain out of a molehill. And I had to look after myself, or so I thought.
Oh, you did you?
Oh, by the way, there's something I ought to tell you.
And what's that?
I got tired of telling lies, and so I told him I'd run into you.
But that's still telling lies, isn't it? Because you didn't run into me, did you?
Didn't do any harm telling him, did it? You don't mind, do you?
Not in the least. I'm all for telling the truth, whenever possible. By the way, did anything happen?
When?
When he took you out.
What do you mean by happen?
You know perfectly well what I mean.
Well, no, not really. He tried to hold my hand, but that's all.
And did you let him?
No.
Did anything happen after he tried to hold your hand?
What sort of thing?
You know what I mean.
Do you mean that he tried to kiss me?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yes, in a sort of a way, but I didn't let him, not properly. So he gave up, and we walked back to the bus. You know, I've thought and thought, and I'll swear there's nothing wrong with him. I just don't believe that letter.
No, I can see that.
Peter was quite gentlemanly, really.
So, Ryan's a gentleman, is he? Well, well, well. Would you call me one?
A gent? Yes, of course I would.
Why do you say that?
It's written all over you, isn't it?
What is?
You know, you've been to college and all that. You know how to talk properly. The way you dress. Your manners. You were just born better than me, that's all. I'm not a lady. I try to be sometimes, but I'm not. Never will be, will I?
Esther, I should say you are a lady. A natural lady.
But it's a question of birth, isn't it? And where you're brought up.
Is it? Well, how were you born? Who are your people, if you must go on about it? Who's your father, for instance?
My father was a porter at Brighton Station, if you want to know. He died of the consumption.
I see. So you found Ryan a perfect gent, did you?
I must say I did.
More parfait than yours truly, would you say?
What? Oh, don't be so silly. Of course not.
To a gin and Italian. Sir? Madam?
Won't you let me pay for a change? You shouldn't always be forking out the money, should you?
That wouldn't quite do, my dear. Thank you, waiter.
Thank you, sir.
I didn't mean that. I meant, well, wait until we got outside and I could give you something then, like towards the expenses.
Are you as rich as all that?
Not rich, nor nothing like it, no, but I've got a little bit put by.
Really?
Yes, really. In fact, I've got quite a bit put by.
What do you mean by quite a bit?
Just because I'm a shop girl doesn't mean I'm on the parish, does it?
All right. Pounds, shillings or pence?
Pounds.
Let me guess. Five?
No.
Less?
No.
10?
No.
15?
More. You see, my mother had my dad insured, and when he died, she gave me the money for myself. I have to keep it till I get married, she says. Then I have something to start my life with. Of course, it's terrible knowing it's there and not breaking into it, because, well, we're poor. And short most weeks. There's only my money and what she makes sewing. But we don't break into it, ever. I would, often. But she said she never had no money when she got married, so we don't touch it. Never.
I see. £20, are we talking?
More.
25.
More.
30.
No.
More.
Yes.
40, then.
No.
Am I getting warm?
Warmer.
50?
No.
We'll try 60.
Warm.
Then what about 70?
£68.15.
Well, I'd call that a pretty tidy little sum. And where, may I ask, do you keep it all?
In the post office.
Well, there are worse places.
Well, Ralph, between us, it isn't in the post office. My mother tells me to say it is, that's all. It's the home.
Is it?
Mum doesn't trust banks or them sort of places, you see. But it's quite safe where it is.
Well, it doesn't sound very wise. You're losing a tidy bit of interest to begin with. And how much have you got on you tonight, pray? Enough to offer to pay for the drinks, I imagine.
£2. It's for a new bag. This one's no good. The clasp's broken. Look.
It looks all right to me.
No, it isn't. You're only a man, so you wouldn't know.
Ah.
And the lining's all gone inside anyway.
It certainly looks a bit worn.
That beastly letter's still in there. I suppose I ought to put it in the fire.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Here it is. Still in the envelope.
Of course, there must have been an envelope. Could I have a look?
Here you are. You don't know the handwriting, do you? It's not your friend Bell.
It's very cleverly forged, if it is. Sorry. Here, keep that letter. For now. You never know. It's evidence, you see. I say, something's just struck me. Do you think you could do me a favour?
What?
Another 2 gin and its. Waiter?
Certainly, sir.
What were you just saying?
Well, the truth is, I've just realised. Rushing out to meet you, I totally forgot. Tomorrow morning, I've got to be up with the lark to go see an old uncle of mine over at Preston Park. He's a bit of a martinet, but he's absolutely rolling in tin. And I'm hoping a lot of it's coming to me. So one's got to toe the line, if you see what I mean.
Yes, I think so.
It's terribly embarrassing and all that, but actually I'm absolutely out of ready cash.
Oh, are you?
It's going to be the very devil tomorrow morning, hanging around for the bank to open and get to his place in time. I was wondering if you... I think it's an awful cheek, but... Well, I was wondering... No, it's too much to ask.
How much are we talking about?
Oh, only about £2 or so. That way, I can go to the bank and draw some money out when I've left the old boy. So I could pay you back tomorrow evening. You can meet me tomorrow evening, can't you?
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Oh, I don't want to press you. Esther, please forget I mentioned it. I'll manage. If I'm late for the old boy, he'll just have to lump.
It's not that. It's just that I've got to buy the handbag with it. This one's a disgrace.
Can't you put the new handbag off just for the day? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Forget I've said anything at all.
No. You have the £2. There you are.
That's really terribly nice of you. Thank you very much indeed.
Not at all. It's a pleasure.
I thought for a moment you didn't trust me. Did you think I was going to run off with your hard-earned savings or something?
No, it was only the bag.
Anyway, now you'll have to turn up tomorrow, won't you? If only to get your money back.
Yes, of course. It was silly of me to make fuss.
So we'll meet again, you and I, Esther Downs, at 7:30 tomorrow evening.
Where?
Why, on the West Pier, of course. Where else?
Bell, there's something I wanted to ask your advice about.
Go ahead, old boy.
Well, it's about Esther Downs.
Oh, the darling Esther, do say on.
Yes. There's a book rather keen on her, actually. I know it sounds, well, holiday romance and all that, but... Well, I'm a bit smitten, I must admit.
Yes, I rather fancy that Cupid's dart had struck home. I quote, "Cupid and Campase played at cards for kisses." However, proceed.
Well... I've had the most funny letter.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of letter?
Yeah. I think it's absolutely filthy. I ought to tear it up and forget about it.
Do not walk with or touch Miss Esther Downs. She suffers from a disorder from one who knows and only desires to help. I don't know much about these things, but it probably comes from some filthy creature who's jealous or something.
Could it be true? That's what bothers me.
There are 3 young men and 2 young girls in our story. One of the girls is an innocent. One not quite so innocent. Of the 3 young men, one is innocent, one is not quite as innocent as he seems, and one is, well, I suppose you would call him evil. If there is such a thing as evil,
which I am sure there really, emphatically, is. Of course, when you have heard the rest of his story, you may disagree.
In The West Pier by Patrick Hamilton, the part of Gorse was played by Michael Sheen. Esther, Alison Pettit. Ryan, Julian Ryan Tutt. Belle, Robert Harper. Gert, Rachel Atkins. And Mrs. Downs, Carolyn Jones. The headmaster and the waiter, Ewan Meredith. And the little boy was William Nichols Rose. The narrator was Alan Leith. The West Pier was adapted for radio by Alan Pryor. It was directed by Richard Wortley and was a peer production for BBC Radio 4.
This video was uploaded to the channel Thinking Out Louder. Please like, comment and subscribe to the Thinking Out Louder channel. Thank you.
There are five young people in this story. The two working-class girls, the beautiful Esther Downs and her plain friend, the cheerful Gert, who both work at the sweet shop kiosk on Brighton Promenade and dream, as girls of their type used to do, of princes who ride up on horseback to rescue them from their endless days of slavery and toil. For Gert, there is almost no hope, even from the unattractive swat Belle, much less from Ryan, who has rejected her. But for our lovely heroine Esther, there is a straight choice between the seemingly decent and gentlemanly Peter Ryan and the seemingly smart and equally gentlemanly Ralph Gorse. I say seemingly because in this story, things are never quite what they appear.
The West Pier by Patrick Hamilton, adapted for radio by Alan Pryor, and recorded in the studio and on location in Brighton. The West Pier, starring Michael Sheen, Alison Pettit, and Julian Ryan Tutt. Episode 2, The Car.
Ryan, who do you think wrote that foul letter?
Well, on second thoughts, I'd better not say. It'd be awfully unfair to them. Person concerned if I was wrong, then. I shall burn if I stay out here any longer. I think I shall go and have a dip.
You'll stay right here. Let us start again at the beginning. You received this letter through the post at our digs this morning, correct?
No, I think perhaps I'm jumping to conclusions.
Nonsense. Give me the letter again.
No.
Anyway, I remember it, word for word.
You've only read it once.
It says, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, it says in words cut out from newspapers, all higgledy-piggledy, it says exactly these words. Do not walk with or touch Miss Esther Downs. She suffers from a disorder, from one who knows and only desires to help.
You do remember it.
I am thought to have a photographic memory by my professors at the varsity.
Is that the real reason?
Why? Do you think I wrote it?
No, of course not.
Then who do you think wrote it?
I can't really say, Bella.
I take it you suspect that it is a sexual disease the writer is alluding to.
What do you know about sexual diseases?
Almost nothing, but I do know they are highly contagious.
It is too horrible to think about. I reject the whole idea. Esther, she's a lovely, unspoilt young girl.
She certainly looks that, but can you be sure? These girls are not exactly our class, are they? We don't know what they do or what they think. You're completely certain that what Esther Downs tells you about herself is absolutely true.
Of course, they have different standards, the working classes, in all sorts of ways. They are mostly honest as we are anyway.
You believe every word she says about everything?
Yes, I do. Yes, on balance.
You sound a mite uncertain, Ryan. Why is that? Have you caught her out in a lie or something?
No, not a lie. A misunderstanding, perhaps.
What was it?
It was to do with Gorse and myself. I suspect she wasn't absolutely honest with me. I think she's seen more of Gorse than she's told me, but she's not engaged to me or anything, so she was not guilty of deceit.
No?
No.
Very well. Let us then address my point that the letter was sent to you at your digs. Our digs. And posted in Brighton yesterday, according to the postmark, correct?
Yes.
So, I represent the question. Who knows the address of your digs?
Yes, only my mother.
Apart from me?
Apart from you, yes.
And Gorse?
And Gorse.
Nobody else except Gert.
Does she know?
Yes.
And how do you know that?
You told them the first time we met. We sat in Mrs. Dolben's boarding house, home place.
Did we? Yes, we did. I'm damned.
We all are, unless we find the disgusting person who wrote this letter.
Do you really think that it could be Gerda?
She's in love with you, you know.
What nonsense.
She fancies you, as she would put it.
Rubbish you do talk.
I'm proceeding logically in this matter, and it is a fact that she might have been trying to put you off after that.
Yeah, no, Esther is her best friend. She would not do that.
Then who else? Who else knows, apart from me? And I take it you don't suspect me?
No,
or do you?
Of course not. Not really.
It sounds very hesitant, but never mind. I'll ask you again. Who do you think sent that letter to you? Oh, come on!
Well, I must say, I suspected Gorse sent it. Now, I'm not so sure...
That makes the writer of the letter. Gorse at 5-1, Gert at 10-1, and me at 20-1.
Oh, please. Oh, do shut up.
Two of your usual, sir. Gin and Italian, sir.
Thank you. Here. And keep the change.
Thanking you, sir. It's very kind of you, sir.
That waiter gives us a better table now, you know.
Because he recognizes us.
Because I tip him.
Is that always the case?
In my experience, Esther, yes. I mean, the lower orders are so short of money that anybody who gives them any is automatically a god.
Do you think I'm one of the lower orders, Ralph?
Heaven forbid! Do members of the lower orders lend me, Ralph Gorse, £2?
It was only a loan because you were short of funds.
Well, it counts with me. You rescued me from going to the bank first thing this morning, and thus being late for the meeting with my sainted uncle, the Colonel. Wouldn't have done to be late, goodness no. He's a stickler for punctuality, the Colonel.
He sounds quite a terror.
Anyway, I have found time to go to my bank since I left the old boy after lunch, and herewith are the £2 notes you loaned me, with my everlasting thanks.
I always knew you'd pay me back, you know.
I always pay back anything I borrow. Always.
I'm sure. Do tell me about the Colonel.
You might say he has a heart of gold. A purse of gold, too, and a very large one. Some of his money's coming to me, apparently.
Is he called Gorse, too?
My father's elder brother. He's a Ralph Gorse, like me. Colonel Ralph Gorse.
I wish I had expectations from a rich uncle.
Yes, I suppose I am pretty lucky, one way and another. But one is, if not exactly rich, not poor either. That being the case, I've got something for you. Here you are. Well, open it.
It's a very expensive-looking box, this. It's beautiful.
You said you wanted a handbag, so I just thought I'd get you one.
But it's £2,000 for me. It's Crocodile Ralph.
It's a present, Esther. Please, just accept it. And say thank you.
But you can't. You can't give this to me.
I can and I do. If you'll accept it, Esther.
Yes. Yes, I do accept it, yes. Ralph, I don't know how to thank you. Really, I don't.
Then don't try. I'm only too glad you actually like it.
Oh, Ralph Gorse, you're so full of surprises, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am rather, I suppose.
He gave you this bag, the young gentleman. What's his name? Heath Gorse, Mum.
It's cost him £10 if it's cost him a ball.
Oh, no. I almost didn't take it, but it's so lovely, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You aren't on over-friendly terms with this young man, are you, Es?
You ought to know me better than to ask that, Mum, the way you've brought me up.
I'm sorry, dear, but young girls sometimes get their heads turned, you know? They meet a young fella with a bit of money to throw about.
You know I'm not like that.
Of course I do. Of course I do. But he must have something on his mind to pay out such money for a handbag.
Well, I think he does, yes.
Does he now? He's not the Ryan boy you were going out with, is he?
No, he's not.
I thought you were a bit stuck on that Ryan chap.
I was, for a bit. But then I got a letter warning me against him. Here it is.
Just read it, Mum.
Wait till I get my glasses. Right. There. Well, now, what a funny letter. It's all stuck together. Different pieces cut from papers, looks like.
Read it, Mum.
Right. What? What a letter to send to anybody. It's the most awful thing I've ever read.
But is it true?
Whether it is or not, you haven't to go out with that young Ryan boy again, no matter what.
No, I suppose not, if it's true. I've no idea you could dance like that, Peter.
Yes, yes, my sister taught me. She's good.
Must be nice to have a sister like that.
Yes, she's a sport, yes. Well, it's been a lovely evening, isn't it?
Well, all we've done is dance. It's funny how dancing takes your mind off other things.
Yes, yes, it does, doesn't it?
Mm. Is something the matter?
No, no, not really, no. Well, no, nothing of any importance. Things on my mind, naturally, but we must forget it. We're having a nice time, aren't we?
Please don't.
What?
Nothing, I just don't think we should.
Why not, I'm sorry, I'm just putting my arm around you.
We just shouldn't, that's all.
Right, no particular reason, is there?
No, should there be?
I don't know, perhaps. Yes. How are you these days?
What do you mean?
Well, how are you feeling?
Me?
Yes. Yes, you.
I'm quite well, thank you.
Good, good. In all ways?
Yes. Why?
Well, I just wondered. That's all.
Wondered why?
Esther, you'd tell me, wouldn't you? You'd tell me if anything was the matter with you. I mean, if you were ill or anything.
I've never had an illness in my life, apart from the measles and whooping cough as a child. What on earth makes you ask such a question?
I don't know. I don't know. Just curious. I must say you look jolly well.
Thank you. There must be a reason for asking such a
secret. No, there isn't. Not really.
But there must be.
There isn't. Really?
My father had the consumption. He died of it. Has anybody been talking to you about that? Is that what you're on about?
No. Did he? Did? No, it isn't that. Certainly not. I'm sorry. Sorry about your father.
I must say, you are the most odd person. I think you're all very odd. You and Belle and, well, Ralph.
Yes, what has Gorse been doing that's odd? Have you seen him yet?
I've been out with him, yes.
I suppose he took you to the Metropole.
Matter of fact, he did, yes.
And he bought you another gin in it?
Two of them, actually.
And actually, what did you do afterwards?
He saw me home just as far as the clock. Why all these questions? I can do as I like, can't I?
Look here. Is he keen on you?
Well, he might be.
Might be? You don't sound very sure. Yes, he's a strange person in some ways, is our friend Gorse.
Well, I don't see anything strange about him. I think he's very
don't
nice.
Don't be upset, Esther. I'm sorry. When am I going to see you again? What about Sunday evening? It's my last day before I go home.
Oh, is it? Then, I don't know. All right.
Here? Here, 7:30?
Yes. Right you are. 7:30, Sunday evening.
Hello, Gert. All on your own today?
Oh, hello, Mr. Bell. Just went home a few minutes early. Would you believe it? She's going out tonight. Again.
With Gorse, or is it Ryan?
Both, I shouldn't wonder. She has all the fellas mooning after her, doesn't she?
And you don't.
Well, there ain't exactly a queue forming to get at me, is there?
Well, I'm here.
Yeah, but you're not serious, are you?
Oh, I don't know. I might be. Can we sit down?
Okay. Only for a minute, though. I've got to get all this stuff packed up, and then I've got to lock up.
Right. Yeah, it's a nice enough place to work, isn't it? Right on the promenade.
It's all right. Don't notice.
Hot, though, isn't it? The balmy winds of wine and all that.
Come again?
Yes. Have you noticed how in hot weather like this, we always seem to have a big murder case in the newspapers? Like this in your paper here, the Kenworthy murder. Mm. Have you read it at all?
Yes, I've read every word.
Have you?
Oh, yes. How Kenworthy blackmailed that poor woman and then he killed her.
So, what do you think of the MG, Mr. Gorse? Well, it's a decent little bus for the mileage.
Well, it has been running a bit, I grant you, sir.
Three owners. What would you say to an offer of £60 cash?
I'd laugh at you, sir.
I might come back with a slightly improved offer.
When?
In a day or so.
It would have to be cash.
Shall I open the bottle, sir? I think it's about the right temperature.
Please do.
What's this?
What the label on the bottle says it is, my dear. The best champagne.
You know, I do like the Metropole. I'm getting very used to it by now. But champagne...
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, the bubbles got up my nose.
You know, I imagine one day we might even stay here at the dear old Met together. Would you like that, Esther?
I never know when you're joking and when you're not.
Esther, I'm not joking. I'm going in for a new motor car. Well, thinking about it, I realize you don't know much about cars, but this little MG is one of the sweetest sports cars you've ever seen in your life. Well, it's second-hand, actually, but as good as new and going for a song, comparatively speaking.
Is it?
Absolutely. Now, let me fill your glass.
Well, not too much. I don't want to get tiddly.
All right. I buy this car, cheap, for £80. Then I can sell it at a real profit.
But why is it going so cheap if it's as good a car as you say?
The owner's hard up for ready cash. Name's Gosling. He's got a garage out on the London Road. How do you feel about coming in with me to buy it? Bottoms up, old girl.
Cheers. I don't know. How much would I have to put in?
£15 or so.
£15? But I couldn't.
Don't be silly. Of course you could. You've got all that money saved, and you're going to make double that.
Honestly, Ralph, I don't like speculation. It'll be your car, so why don't you just buy it on your own?
Quite frankly, to tell you the truth, old girl, either you come in or I lose the deal.
How's that?
It's a question of a deposit, you see. There are other people after it. And if I'm going to get it, I've got to give Gosling a deposit. He's asked for £15.
Then why don't you give it to him?
Because I haven't got £15.
You haven't? And you're talking about buying the car for 80?
I haven't got it just at the moment.
Oh.
That's all. On Monday I'll have it. That's when my stepmother pays my allowance into my bank account. She does it monthly. Look here, I can pay it back to you on Monday. Of course, if you don't trust me, that means you don't really like me, and that's the end of all my hopes, isn't it?
What hopes are they, Ralph?
You know what I mean. Esther, my philosophy is one has to be a bit of a sport now and again. Take a bit of a chance with life. Try to make life a bit more exciting than it usually is. Oh, never mind. Oh, it's the chance of a lifetime. But if it's to be no, then there it is. Enough said.
£15. Well, it's not all that much, is it?
Absolutely not. Just small change to most of the people in this hotel. And I can, I think, get it on loan for a day or two. Oh, just think. Driving up here to this very hotel in one of the smartest little cars on the road. The envy of all eyes, at least until we sell it.
But you want the £15 now, don't you? All right, then. I'll give it to you.
There! I knew you were a sport. Drink up, darling, do.
But how am I going to get the money to you if it's got to be by tomorrow, you say?
I'll look in at your shop early in the afternoon, shall I? And then you can slip it to me. The money's got to be with Gosling by 4 o'clock.
All right. If you don't mind seeing me at my worst, serving behind the counter, that's what I'll be doing.
Nonsense. When I meet you after that, you'll go for your first spin.
Well, let's see. By the way, I did see Peter Ryan again, you know.
Yeah, did you? Ryan. You know, I'd completely forgotten about old Ryan. And how did it go?
You know, I do think there's something funny about that boy. He asked me some very strange questions, actually.
Did he? So you're beginning to see that your Uncle Ralph knows a thing or two after all, are you? What were his silly questions about, in point of fact?
He asked me if there was anything the matter with me, whether I suffered from any illness. I mean, why should he ask such an odd question? I thought it was about my dad having the consumption, but he said it wasn't.
Well, I could make a guess.
What?
If he wanted later on to go further than just holding your hand, and if he wanted to go further even than kissing you, well...
What do you mean, further than kissing me?
This is a bit indelicate, you know. But if he wanted to... Well, to go the whole hog. I've got to say it like that. I'm sorry it's so crude. But you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean.
You see, if he wanted that from you, and I can't imagine what makes him think that, he might want to make certain beforehand that you were quite well in a certain way. Do you see what I mean? I don't know if you know it, but there are certain diseases, you know.
What a horrid idea.
Some people do have horrid ideas, don't they? Of course, I may be wrong. It's entirely possible I am.
I really honestly think you are, Ralph. I just can't believe it of him, you see. But it was a funny thing to ask, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It really was. Now, let us drink the rest of this delicious champagne and put all thoughts of Mr. Peter Ryan and all his works far from our mind, shall we?
It may seem that the writer of that, some would say obscene, letter was just an ignorant, half-educated clod, casting doubt on the character of an innocent girl like Esther Downes. But it is not always a brute who does such things. It is often an educated person of refinement who seeks a thrill of recognition when he causes in such an innocent mind a suspicion, a mere whisper of what the world is really like, a place of dark deeds and darker blood, as I know it to be, beyond the shadow of a doubt.
You read the latest in the Kenworthy case? It's in the paper here.
What about it?
Well, the story's all coming out now. It seems Kenworthy sent quite a few of those odd letters to the murdered girl. You know, cut out things. Oh, Lord, look out. Here's the ogre Gert.
No, to be so rude, though.
Well, you talk to her then if you're so keen. She's keen on you.
Hello. How are you two boys keen on?
Yeah. Oh, just sitting in the sun, reading the newspaper, aren't we? I say, is that the time? Will you forgive me? If I just go and get a late paper?
No, I forgot and wrote.
Yeah, of course. If you're in such a hurry.
Yes, I must go and see how the cricket's doing.
So long. I think I'll take the weight off my face.
Yes, do sit down. Well, how are you, Gert?
Bored. Isabel, before you ask any of your questions... Hey, are you making a mess of my paper?
I'm disappointed. Not been cutting anything out today?
What?
You sometimes cut the paper, don't you? Don't deny it. I saw you up at the kiosk cutting up that paper.
I cut out the coupon when I do spot the ball. Here, give us your paper back. I'll win it one day, won't I?
What, the ball?
It's a competition. Somebody has to win it, don't they?
Yes, if it's a competition, certainly somebody has to win it.
You know, a lot of people might think you're a bit absent-minded, not in the ordinary world at all. See, not knowing about spot the ball. Come on, forget all about your French and Latin. Have a bit of fun. Try the football machines.
You seem interested in the stars.
I always read it in the paper. What the stars foretell and all that.
I mean astronomy, not astrology.
What's the difference?
Well, one is the bogus and fraudulent art of divining the future by the stars. Mm-hmm. That's astrology. The other's the science of the stars, of the constellations.
All right, then. Tell me about your old constellations.
Now, you see that star there just coming out?
Yes.
The large one just above the extreme tip of the West Pier. Mm. That's Sirius.
Sirius?
No, Sirius. The constellation of Orion.
Right. We can't go on talking about stars all night, can we? I'm cold. It's getting late.
It is a bit late. Well, I am rather cold, actually. Shall I see you home or anything?
No, I'll be all right. Night!
Good night. Oh, Gert!
Yeah?
Do you really cut your paper up for Spot the Ball?
What? Of course I do.
Ta-ra!
Ta-ra, Gert.
Can I have a bag of mince, miss?
That'll be threepence halfpenny. Thank you. Oh, hello, Ralph.
Hello, Esther.
I've got it for you. It's in an envelope. Here. At the counter. There. You are sure it'll be all right, aren't you, Ralph?
Look, don't bother if you don't want to. If you're still worried...
No. There's 15 one-pound notes there.
Thank you. And tomorrow we'll have the car. I'll tell you what, we'll go for a spin. Possibly have supper somewhere?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Until then?
Yes.
Cheerio.
Bye, Ralph. Cheerio.
Sir?
I'm waiting for the lady.
Very good, sir.
Oh, what the devil. Bring two gin and it's... Do you have a newspaper?
Oh, yes, sir. I have an Argus, sir. Here we are, sir. Kenworthy's in the condemned cell, I see, sir.
Yes, so he is. Well, that's where he deserves to be.
Oh, yes, sir. He's guilty as Crippen, sir.
I meant serves him right for getting caught.
Pardon? Oh, yes, sir. It's very amusing, sir.
Who is?
Oh, hello, Esther. Sit down, do. I was just talking about this fellow Kenworthy. He's facing the drop. I wonder how he feels.
Terrified, I should think.
No, I should say curious.
Why would he be curious? He's going to die.
Curious to see how he feels about it all. Curious to see, to feel his sensations as he waits for death. All those people, judges, warders, lawyers, looking at him, wondering.
But a girl's dead. He killed her.
He'll have forgotten all that by now. She was just playing a part, a minor part in his life.
How can you know that?
I don't know. I just do.
Two gin and Italian, sir.
By the way, I've got that £15 you loaned me. Drink up your drink and come and look at the car.
You've got it.
On approval. This man trusts me.
Oh, how lovely.
So, how do you like her?
Is it this one? Car?
Yes.
So shiny and new-looking.
It's racing green and the chrome looks good, but it's the engine you pay for.
And it's all yours.
Esther, I explained it to you. I've only just put up the £15 deposit. This way I only have her on approval for 2 days. If I can't pay the rest of the cash before then, bang goes the deal.
Oh, what a shame. It's a lovely car.
A car's a she, like you. Beautiful like you, what? But back to Gosling she goes.
It is an investment, isn't it? The £15. If I leave it with you, will that help?
Well, you said you were afraid of speculation, and I don't want to be the one to introduce you to what you feel is the wrong way of doing things, do I? Look, you take your £15 back right now, and I'll give you a share in the car. £15 worth.
Well, that's the same as giving me £15.
I'll be giving you £30, actually, when the car's sold.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Oh, this am my new bag, too. You're very generous with me.
I say, what do you say to a spin in her? Right now. Right this minute.
I say yes.
Get in, then. Yes, holiday's nearly over. You seem to get back to the office.
Well, I'm staying on at the varsity, so no change there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, well, it's a good thing for you. You'll enjoy that.
What's Gorse doing these days, you know?
Well, he's something in the city, as he says, but I don't know what exactly.
I say, one thing. I'm pretty sure, like you, Gorse is in the clear as far as those awful letters are concerned.
You're not telling me you know who it is sent them?
Not for sure, but it isn't Gorse anyway.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You won't say any more?
Can't. Not sure enough of my facts. All I have are suspicions. But, I think it's Gert. She cuts patterns out of newspapers.
Rubbish.
I've seen her do it.
Gert is a perfectly ordinary girl. I mean, by saying such things, you are taking away a young woman's good name. And that simply isn't done, you know.
Oh, then I give up.
Yes, and so you should.
Now, this is serious. This is now very definitely a matter for the police. If you let me have this letter, I'll take it to them myself.
But I don't want the police tracked in.
And the other letter was just a warning. This is a threat, and a very nasty one. You are watched always. If you meet Ryan just once, your pretty body will suffer very seriously. Advise obey. Angry, but still well-wisher.
It's terrible. I don't know what it means.
You don't want to be set upon in a dark alley. You don't want to be disfigured for life, do you?
What?
This type of person doesn't stop at, well, anything. You don't know the shadier side of life. How should you? I happen to have come across those kind of people on race courses and, well, other places. This is a matter for the police.
I don't want to go to them, Ralph.
Even if you don't, your other course of action is absolutely clear. I mean, Ryan. You can never see him again.
I still can't believe there's anything wrong with Ryan. He's a bit impulsive in that, but...
Esther, my dear girl, you've got to get out of this. You've just got to run away from it.
Yes, you're right. I'm sure you're right, but...
That's a good girl.
Oh, I don't know, I'll feel bad about it, though. I think I'd like another drink.
Certainly. Two more of the same, waiter. Esther, I'll tell you what. You write the letter now. I have a stamped envelope on me. Oh, waiter, do you have some hotel writing paper?
Certainly, sir.
Here, you can use my fountain pen. Present from my uncle, the Colonel.
Oh, I do feel awful about this.
Here you are, sir. Note paper and envelope, sir.
Thank you. Now, you write the letter, then sit here with your drink, and I'll take it into the hotel reception and post it for you.
They've got a postbox in here.
Of course they have.
I never knew.
There's a lot of things you don't know. Now, start your letter. There's a good girl. And keep it short and to the point. That's a good girl. That's a very good girl.
Will you tell me something?
If I can, certainly, old chap.
It's rather hard to put, so I'll be frank. You're not desperately keen on her yourself, by any chance, are you?
I say, these are emotional things. What to be discussing so early in the morning? But, since you ask, not desperately, I wouldn't say no.
Then, why do you take her out so much?
Vanity, really. I like to be seen with a pretty girl. But she's not my type. Is she?
You mean that?
Think about it. Is she?
Well, no, I suppose not. You see, I thought I was getting on rather well with her, but then I got this letter.
When?
This morning.
Let me look. Well, from what she says very politely here, she doesn't want to see you again. Well, I suppose that's her choice. What?
What do you think? That there is somebody else?
Well, that's what she hints here, isn't it?
Has she ever spoken to you about anybody else?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, she has. I thought it might be you. Well, hard luck, old son. You know what they say. Plenty of fish in the sea.
Look here, Gorse. Are you meeting her again?
This very evening.
Well, that's a bit odd, don't you think? If this somebody else objects to her meeting me, why shouldn't he object to her meeting you?
No idea, really. Except I'm just a friend. And you want more than just to be her friend, don't you? I sympathize, I really do. If there is any way I can help, believe me, my dear old chap, I will.
It's a terrible imposition, but if you're meeting her again tonight, could you put in a word for me? I'm not even allowed to write to her or see her.
Well, that's what she says, so I suppose she means it. No meetings. She says it in black and white, old man. But I said I'd help you if I could, and so I will. It'll be a bit difficult, but... I promise to try, if the opportunity arrives. Rest assured, I'll do everything I can.
You know, this is awfully good of you, Gorse. You're so, well, smart at this sort of thing.
Well, I'll do my best. You have my word.
I couldn't come along tonight. Could I join you? Sort of face her out, find out what's really troubling her?
You could. If you like, of course. But I don't really advise it, old chap. It would be, well, butting in, wouldn't it? And it might ruin everything. Take my advice and leave it all to your Uncle Ralph.
Well, all right, yes. Thank you very much, Gorse. Oh,
parted to. And it's Ralph.
Well, thanks, Ralph.
It's no trouble at all, old boy. No trouble at all. No, 2 days away from you seems like 2 months.
Ralph, that's nice. And guess what? I didn't go out with Ryan and I've got some good news.
I've got a bit of news too. Not quite so good, actually.
Well, tell yours first, then.
It's all a bit of a bore. Ladies first, what's your news?
Yet another letter from our friend of the cutouts. Here, it came this morning.
You've been very wise in not seeing Ryan again. You will receive no more letters from me. This is wonderful. It means you're rid of him. Shall I tear the letter up?
No, give it back, will you? I want to keep it. I want to go on looking at it. I'm so glad it's over. Now, tell me, what's this bit of a bore you've got?
The money from my stepmother. It hasn't come through, that's all.
Isn't it coming at all?
Of course it is. It'll be here on Monday, for certain.
What does it matter, then?
It only means I lose the car, that's all.
How is that?
The deposit of £15 I gave Gosling only lasts till 12 noon tomorrow. If I don't fork up by then, I not only lose the £15, but the car as well. Oh, it's really so damn boring, I can't tell you. I don't know quite what to do about it, to tell you the truth. And I suppose you could help me.
Help you? How?
The car's for sale at £80. I've paid £15 as deposit. That means 65 more is needed, right?
Yes.
Don't you see? With your 60-odd pounds, you can just about do it for me. And you will get it all back on Monday. Every penny, I promise.
But I can't. Not all that money. Ralph, I can't.
All you've got to do is have the money ready tomorrow morning, early. It'll have to be early. And then
But I can't. It's all the money I have, Ralph.
Esther, you're going to get it back on Monday. And a lot more, too. Once I've resold the car, I have a buyer at 150. He's already seen it. I really don't see what your problem is.
But it's all I've got. I ain't rich like you.
Not ain't. Aren't.
Well, then I aren't rich like you. I just can't do it, and that's all.
Just a minute. I think I see how to allay your worries. I'm going to give you something as security.
Security?
Yeah, something that makes it absolutely sure that you get your money back.
What security is that, then?
I can give you an IOU for the money. If it's signed over a stamp, it's absolutely valid in law. I could write it here and now. Then, if anything went wrong, you could sue me. Unless you think I'm going to vanish into thin air.
Oh, don't be silly. It's not that. You know it isn't.
If I was run down by a bus, you could claim on my estate.
I couldn't. I just couldn't, Ralph.
Two gin and Italian, sir? Madam.
Thank you. Look, Esther, there's one other thing. Nothing to do with the money. Forget the money. Something more sentimental. Let's drink to that. Bottoms up. That's it.
Sentimental?
My ring. This signet ring on my finger. You've noticed it?
I've noticed it. And I've wondered what it was.
I'm very proud of this ring. Oh, look at it. It's a lovely thing, isn't it? That ring has been handed down in my family. That very ring you're holding now. For 6 generations. The crest is that of Lord Belhaven.
Are you connected with a lord?
No, the Belhaven family connection is on my mother's side. It's all in Debrett's.
What's Debrett's?
A reference book about all these kind of things. Do you know how much it's worth? The ring?
No. I've no idea, really.
£500. You see? It's got a very long historical value. It's over 200 years old.
Is it? It's very nice. You better put it back on your finger.
I want to give it to you. Or at any rate, lend it to you. Half as security, half as a sentimental gesture.
How do you mean?
What I'm doing, Esther, is I'm giving you something of great sentimental value for sentimental reasons. So I want you to take that ring as something more than just ordinary security. It means that there's a sentimental bond between us.
I see.
Will you take the ring?
You really want me to?
I know it's not exactly the ticket, but couldn't we look upon it as a sort of engagement ring? Please wear it, Esther. For me.
Well, if you really want me to. There. It looks very odd on my finger. So, well, manly and important with that crest and all.
Oh, Esther, you don't know how happy you've made me. You really have, you know. One, there's my IOU, absolutely valid in law, if you want it. And then, by no means least, there's that ring. Now, what say you?
All right, Ralph. Whatever you want. And I don't want an old IOU.
All right. Now, we do this. I'll call at the sweet stall first thing tomorrow morning. You give me the money. We pay Gosling. You can come with me while I do it, if you like. Then you can see and hear everything that goes on, yes? How's that?
You mustn't think I don't trust you, Ralph.
I know you trust me. Now, let's have yet another drink. I think we deserve it. Wait up.
Coming, sir.
Hello. Morning.
Oh, hello, Ralph. Morning. I was just opening the shop.
So I see. Well, I'm here on the dot. Are you ready to go with me? Time is of the essence.
Yes. I've been thinking.
Oh? Really? About what?
I can't come with you to pay the money. I have to stay here and work. I can't afford to lose this job, can I? So, you take it and pay it. It's all there in the envelope.
Let's step into the shop. We don't want to count money in the street, do we? Oh.
Come in, then. I won't lock the door. Gets to you any minute, you know. It's all there. £65.
I want to thank you, my dear, for trusting me. Ah, I see you're wearing the ring.
You said to.
Absolutely. Esther, must rush. I'll see you this evening in the Metropole.
All right, yes. Bye, dear Ralph.
How nice. You really want this, don't you? What a nice scarf you're wearing. Is it silk?
No, it's Woolies.
Feels lovely against your neck. Both cheap, both silken. If I tighten it like this, does it frighten you at all?
Ralph, you're hurting. Don't.
Sorry. Only in fun, you know.
Ralph, that hurt.
Just in play. I'm sorry.
Be careful. Don't do anything like that ever again.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I got rather carried away. I love you so much. You see?
Yes, I think so. Take care, Ralph.
Yes, I will. I'm sorry, if I scared you. Bye-bye, my love.
Bye.
Morning. Esther?
Mr. Ryan?
How are you this morning?
I'm all right, thank you. You'll excuse me if I go in with my work, won't you?
Yes. Yes, of course. It's nice to see you.
I wrote to you that I didn't want to meet you again, Peter.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought I had to see you. I had to see you one more time before I go back to London.
You got my letter, didn't you?
Why can't we talk, even if you are seeing someone else?
We can't, that's all. I've told you why in my letter. Now, will you please go and leave me alone?
Why are you so angry? There is nothing to be angry about.
Look, will you leave me this moment, or I shall call a policeman? There's one across the promenade.
All right, I'll go. But I think you're a silly little fool. Goodbye. Is this Dick Jeffrey?
Oh,
Good morning, Peter.
You were out very early this morning. Oh. I said you might be here. You look rather miserable today, old boy.
Up bright and early, just like me.
Yes, yes, I couldn't sleep.
But he couldn't either. He's going to hang. Kenworthy.
Is he?
Unlucky chap, really.
Oh, how?
Well, according to this, he had all this rich woman's money, then he killed her and spoiled it for himself.
Perhaps he was going to tell the police about him. I mean, the way he blackmailed her and all that.
A blackmail doesn't get a fellow the 8 o'clock walk.
No, I suppose not.
Of course, he might have got fed up with her, mightn't he? I mean, he had her money, didn't he? And she was still demanding, well, sex, I suppose. So he gave her a little more than she was bargaining for in that department, didn't he?
I think he strangled her with a scarf.
Well, of course he did.
What has that got to do with sex?
Everything.
You mean it wasn't murder? It was really sex?
No. Both. It was both. Sex, my dear Ryan, is not just pleasure, you know. It can be pain, too.
Pain?
Oh, yes.
Well, whatever it was, he got in the rope.
What?
He'll die.
Oh. Yes, he will. I wonder if it was worth it to him. But I can see the temptation. Oh, yes. I wonder...
What?
How it all was for him.
I was wanting to talk to you, actually, of course. Did you find out anything, I mean, about her boyfriend, whoever he is?
Well, my dear Ryan, it isn't the best of news, I must say. I gathered pretty well for certain that this chap of hers was someone of, well, her own class. And they do make very strange choices, these girls.
Yes, I suppose they do. Anyway, I can tell you, I'm fed up with it all. A policeman, really.
That was rather low, I grant you. But then, you see, they are low, these people. That's why you're so well out of it. It's an awful thing to say, I know, but breeding does tell in the end.
I don't know. I thought she was a bit different somehow.
Well, there you are, my dear chap.
Well, I'm packing up and going home this afternoon. It's a bit early, but I've had enough.
Well, funnily enough, I'll probably be off myself very soon.
Really? Really, well, it's been nice seeing you, and Belle. I hope we'll all meet again soon sometime.
Eh? I hope so. By the way, have you got my address?
I don't think...
I'm going to be on the move for a bit, but I've got yours. I'll write.
Yes, do. Well, I better be off. Goodbye and good luck, Gorse.
You too, old chap. Give me your hand.
Thank you for trying to help me. It was really very good of you. Well, goodbye.
Only too happy. Goodbye. Goodbye, Ryan. Old boy.
Be careful of that long scarf.
I like it flying in the wind.
Enjoying yourself, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am, yes. Thought you were going to sell the car.
Oh, not yet. Next week, I suppose I'll have to part with it.
What a shame.
Well, I might find a way to keep it, somehow.
How?
Oh, you're the girl who's always asking questions, aren't you? It'll get you into trouble one day, you know.
How will it?
You little innocent you. I could strangle you with your long, long scarf like this.
Don't, Ralph. Keep your eyes on the road, please.
Don't worry. It's only fun, darling. I know this roadhouse. It's one of the best. We're going to have champagne and caviar and steak.
Caviar? I've never had caviar.
Well, there's always a first time for everything. My darling.
Say that again, Ralph.
What?
Darling.
Darling, 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 darling.
Oh, Ralph.
Coffee, madam? Sir?
No, thank you.
Madam. Another cognac, sir?
No, I'm all right.
Oh, Ralph, it's so nice here. I could spend my life in a place like this.
So, everything's fine with the world, eh?
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Let me make it even better, shall I? I have a little present for you.
Not another.
Well, yes. It's a ring, actually.
What?
Here. In its little velvet case. Well, open it.
Oh, it's so nice, isn't it?
It's very small and delicate, I know. But I'm told it's quite valuable.
Is it?
Esther, it's an engagement ring. The real thing this time.
The engagement ring? You do mean it. Oh, Ralph.
You know I mean it. Let me put it on your finger.
Oh, of course.
There. Oh. That looks as if you've been wearing it all your life, doesn't it? Oh, we might as well exchange rings. I may as well have my signet ring back. I feel lost without it.
Well, let me put it back on your finger. There.
Well, that's better. I'm so used to it, as you'll get used to your little ring.
My people are only ordinary, Ralph. Yours are so well connected. Are you sure you're doing the right thing?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm so pleased. So happy, really. In fact, I've never been so happy in my life.
So I should hope. On your engagement night, with a nice little ring on your finger, and your loving Ralph at your side. What could be better?
Nothing.
Excuse me, just for a few minutes, old girl.
What is it?
Oh, nice little surprise.
Surprise?
Matter of fact, I'm going to arrange for two rooms. Since you like this place so much, don't object. I said two rooms. Won't be long. Back in two shakes.
Ralph, no, really?
Can I just clear away, madam? Have you enjoyed your supper? You and the young gentleman.
Yes. Oh, well, I dare say I'll burst if I don't tell somebody. We're engaged.
Oh. Are you?
Oh, he's just given me this ring. It's new. I think it's quite valuable.
Is it really? Are you quite sure, madam?
Yes, of course. Don't you like it?
Not my business, is it, madam? Your bill's ready, I think.
Sorry? What?
We're closing the dining room now, madam, if you would like to pay your bill.
My companion, I'm afraid he's just popped out. He'll be back soon, I'm sure. I don't know what's keeping him. He said he was booking rooms. Perhaps he's at the reception desk. I'll go and see, shall I?
He's gone, madam.
What?
Drove away 10 minutes ago towards the London Road. You get an instinct in this business, madam. I went out, saw him drive away.
What?
Thought it possible, madam, that you'd had a tiff. Thought you'd seen that Sir Woolworth's ring he'd given you, madam.
Oh, sorry.
Let me look, please, madam. Yes, I'm afraid the waitress was right. Sixpence at any award.
No, it can't be.
I'm afraid it is, madam.
Oh, my God.
If I were you, madam, I'd just pay the bill and go home and forget him.
No!
Don't take on. He isn't worth it. I knew what he was from the first moment I saw him. What are you doing this game? Skirt kisser. Bless yourself if you aren't in trouble is what I say, miss.
Not! Nothing like that happened.
It didn't?
No, it didn't!
Then what did he get out of you, dear? If it wasn't that... What was he after?
I don't know. Money, I think. I think that was it. All the time.
Money? Do you have any left?
Not enough even to pay your bill.
No?
No.
It's 23 and sixpence.
I haven't got it. I've hardly got my bus fare home.
Listen, I can pay your bill for you. If you leave that handbag as guarantee, you can have it back when you bring the money now. Is that all right?
Keep his bag and the ring. I never want to see it again. Or him. Good night.
Well, I don't know. Poor girl. There's one born every day.
You never said a truer word.
So Gorse drove away in the little sports car, a dream come true in racing green and gleaming chrome. He joined all the other little beetles on their sometimes crawling, sometimes speeding journeys. He joined them on the massive new road to their mutual historical destination, the 1930s and 40s. Only Gorse was to have a much stranger assignation than almost any of those other drivers, swooping down the bypasses of the south of England. On the night he robbed Esther Downes of her life savings. But that, as they say, is another story.
In The West Pier by Patrick Hamilton, the part of Gorse was played by Michael Sheen. Esther, Alison Pettit. Ryan, Julian Ryan Tutt. Belle, Robert Harper. Gert, Rachel Atkins. And Mrs. Downes, Carolyn Jones. The head waiter was Johan Meredith, and the little boy was William Nichols Rose. The narrator and the car salesman were Alan Leith. The West Pier was adapted for radio by Alan Pryor. It was directed by Richard Workley and was a Pier production for BBC Radio 4.